A new government report is out that says the war on terror is progressing. The State Department's 2011 Terrorism Country Report says the killing of Osama bin Laden and other key al-Qaeda operatives has sent the organization into a decline that is not likely to be reversed. But the report says al-Qaeda is still a threat. Joining us live, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. And of course, the question is, J.J., how big a threat?
Well, al-Qaeda is not the same threat that it was before. It's a different kind of threat. The parent organization, or al-Qaeda Corps as we've come to know it, is no longer strong enough to launch those transnational attacks that we were worried about some time ago, primarily because of drone strikes and other military operations that have seriously depleted their leadership and their knowledge base. What they're doing now is tutoring. What they're doing now is supporting the affiliates and the adherents, says Daniel Benjamin, who's the counterterrorism director for the State Department's counterterrorism office. What they're doing now is supplying knowledge to them, teaching them how to train, how to plan, and how to launch attacks, teaching them how to raise funds. But the organization still has a pretty wide reach. There are countries like Yemen, Nigeria, Somalia, other places where al-Qaeda's reach is starting to spider out from the parent organization. And the bottom line, the answer to your question, an attack against the United States can be launched from one of those places, most likely.
And does it make it harder since there are so many other groups, not necessarily centrally controlled, but patterned after al-Qaeda or inspired by al-Qaeda?
That is a big problem, Bruce, in part because of the Arab Spring, the vast expanse of the terrorism world now. It's changed, and in part because of the Arab Spring. The U.S. is concerned about operational capabilities that organizations in some of these permissible areas or places where there's no real government springing up. But you also have this major concern about what Iran is doing, what Hezbollah's been doing since last year, the alleged attack on the Saudi ambassador, what took place in Bulgaria a week ago is being blamed on them. And Iran is supposedly helping al-Qaeda in terms of funding and financing.
Well, that's huge. And I would imagine that with al-Qaeda moving into some of these power vacuums, that there's still, you know, major ground for recruitment for new al-Qaeda members.
Well, let's be clear. Al-Qaeda's trying to move into some of these places, and they are recruiting heavily on the internet. And all we have to do is look back at Fort Hood, look at the underwear bomber, Mutalab. All we have to do is look at some of these other attacks that have taken place within the last couple of years where people have been radicalized on the internet. They're moving into the internet vacuum. Power vacuums like Syria and Libya and Egypt for a time, they've tried and they've thought about it but haven't been very successful because their ideology has been rejected in large part by the masses because they know al-Qaeda kills innocent people. But they're not. That hasn't stopped them from trying.
And it only takes a few to really be a genuine cyber threat as well.
Exactly. One is, you know, somebody that knows the internet, somebody that knows technology and knows what their goals is and that is focused. That's all that it takes. And this is a growing big concern for the U.S. But there's good news, though. Daniel Benjamin said that terror attacks last year were down 10%. And it's at the lowest level, actually, since 2005.
Wow.
Thanks for this. WTOP National Security Correspondent, J.J. Green.